Nat Metcalf here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit, netball teamwear, and netballs, plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. I don't know about you, but I usually get excited on a weekly basis recording these podcasts. But this one, we're already a few weeks in 2024, and this one is going to be off the scale. Gladiators is back, and I can't wait to speak to Sonia McClomer. Sonia, amazing that you're involved in such an iconic TV show, really.
I know. I'm so excited. It was a shock opportunity when they asked me to be a part of it, and Gladiators, loved it growing up, and I could not say no. And being one of the refs on the show, I thought, oh, that's fitting for me, especially with my netball background, bossing everyone around. So I thought, this is perfect.
What was it like when you got the initial call to ask you if you wanted to be involved?
It was actually a message, and I did think it was a joke, so I think I ignored it for 24 hours, to be honest, thinking it was not serious. Replied back and then got flooded with all this information. I realised it was real and I didn't know what to do with myself. I was walking around with a smile on my face in disbelief, because it's such a great, it was an honour to be asked to do such a, play such an important role in a great, such an iconic show.
That LWT series ran from 1992 to 2000, 8 series, and was probably the most successful version of the show in the world. So,
yes.
What's your memories of that initial series?
Obviously, you know, the slogan, taglines of Gladiators ready, Contenders ready. Watching the likes of Wolf boss people around and always have this crazy attitude. All the events, like I loved, like when they did the gauntlet, I loved the final, the Travelator at the end of the Eliminator. And when they're up on with the sticks and the duel, all of those stuff, I think it was all just great memories. Because as kids, we used to then reenact it with mum's cushions on the couch. So it probably wasn't a good thing, but yeah.
I think we all did that. And like all of us as well, let's be fair, we all grew up with this as part of our Saturday night telly as well. So it was a bit of a no-brainer when you were asked.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely a no-brainer and great opportunity. And just the whole production, the fun, the laughs, the people. Like, you know, we talk about creating memories both with netball and everything you do, and I think definitely memories were created in the filming of this season.
For me, it was Jet, who I admire the most, because she only lived 5 minutes away. But what about you?
It was definitely Wolf. I'm obviously Saracen, and he came to watch. He came to watch a couple of the episodes being filmed, so I got a good chat with him and a couple of sneaky pictures. But
yeah,
I think I just
idolized
all of them. Yeah,
that was
I know,
a bit of a
it
treat.
Was amazing. I'm not gonna lie, I did post that picture up. It was such an honor, because I just couldn't believe I was actually standing him and having conversations with him about this same show. So for me, those were the two main ones that come to mind, and I think that I was in awe of.
This is going to be the second revival. It came back on Sky. Righty and Kirsty Gallagher as host, and John Anderson was back as well. So we've seen the importance of something like this can just almost come back and attract a new generation of athletes and capture that excitement again.
Yeah, definitely. You know, down at Sheffield Arena, there was sellout crowds coming to watch each show. It's interesting, like you talk about the young athletes, like I'm here working with the senior netballers, and some of them are like in their 20s and below, and they'd never even watched Gladiators. And I was trying to describe it, and I was just like, how have you not watched or seen Gladiators? So I think it is exciting. It was exciting. I think, you know, the Gladiators themselves are such great role models, but they're also fun and a good laugh. So I think that's important for the young and the next generation to see that. But all the kids that are going to get to watch this, I think they're going to be in awe of it, because it's flashy lights, fancy outfits, all the glitz and glams of it all, and I completely loved it.
Take us a bit into the recording process. Did you end up recording a couple of two or three shows a day, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we did. We went through, you know, it was we did hit a lot of shows in the 2 week process, and obviously finished off the season, so it was full on. So if you think of it as being work, it definitely had a work element to it, which I don't think I was expecting. So that was actually quite fun. I was like, oh, this is actually quite a lot of standing around and being, you know, on our feet. But it, like I said before, it was just the fun elements of it. It was a lot of fun. Everyone got involved, and, you know, we were well looked after.
Do we get to see some of the classic games, Hang Tough and Duel, and what great games they were in the past, yeah, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, they were. Yeah, they were great games. And I think it's important that they will be, that we will get the opportunity. You will see that, you know, there's the old, they've got Duel, Hang Tough, Powerball still there, you know, The Wall. These are like the classics. And obviously the Eliminator at the end, but there's some new games that they've included, which is Collision, one called The Ring and The Edge. And those were exciting games. And even for me watching it, even I was like, I had to hold my breath a couple of times. So I was thinking, oh my God, these are dangerous, exciting, challenging. Like I hope it's, yeah, it's it, when you get to watch those three games, you're going to be like, oh my God. So it is full of fun. You know, it was good for the family while we were out, who came along and watched it. But there are definitely some new games that are going to really inspire people and get them excited about it.
Are we going to see the massive form hands as well? And we will rock you.
Yes, we are going to see those. Woo-hoo! And your little fingers stick out. And I'm not going to lie, I fought hands and thought I fought for that. So I made sure I've got mine at home. So I've definitely got mine at home, and I'm proud. I did proudly put it on. So yeah, you're definitely going to see that. I think I wanted to take a jewel stick home with me, but I wasn't able to.
at the end of filming as well, at the end of the day, did they let you have a quick go at any of the games?
Yeah, wow. They did. So, you know, we did it all, like with jewel. But to be honest, it's so weird. It was going through it, I wanted to get on to do the Eliminator. But I think after watching everybody, I was like, oh my God, this is actually quite hard. When you're actually in the stadium and you're seeing it, it was actually harder than I thought. So to be fair, I was actually quite scared and actually didn't do it, which was quite funny.
Should we get back to netball, if you like? Obviously, the Nations Cup.
Yes.
Lucky few tickets left at englandnetball.co.uk. Games will be Australia, New Zealand and Uganda.
Yes, they will.
21st and 27th, 28th of January. So how's prep going?
Oh, prep has been amazing. The girls have come off. Obviously, they've had the Christmas break following South Africa series. So everyone's been in such a great headspace. You know, everyone's come back fit and fighting and ready to go. There's been great connections with the girls straight away. I think from when we kicked off on Monday, we're on day four of our training camps. We've got one more day left. And to be fair, it feels like the weeks whiz by. So the girls have look good. They're in a good headspace, but also us as the coaching team and the big wider staff, we're all raring to go. So I can't wait to get back into it. We're back in together next week, and that's it. And then building up to the first game on the 20th.
England have issued a new revised times on a couple of the games, so you can check England Netball online and Twitter as well. Maybe just a quick word on Jess and the fact that she's been given another 4 years. Really good for you, and obviously as a coaching group as well.
Yeah,
important to maintain that, really.
Yeah, because, you know, we've started to build such great relationships with all the players and as a staffing group. So I think it is important that that is being maintained. And I'm just glad that we're able to do that. And Nations Cup is a massive event for us to just push through and finish off our international window with a bang.
Helen's MBE, obviously really important for her as well. What was her reaction like? How's the team taken that?
Oh, you know, there's a few girls from the back of 2018 that have been given MBEs, ODEs. So, you know, Helen to get recognised for her contribution to the sport is massive. You know, we're such a supportive unit and a supportive group that, you know, everyone has cheered her on and supported her. So we can't wait to see when she finally gets to meet the king, what she puts on, and see her little frock and her hat. So that'll be quite exciting. But, you know, it has been well-deserved, and as always, it's well-received. You know, Helen's gone into this Nations Cup with the possibility of getting 100th cap. So that's also exciting for Helen for the work and her contribution to England netball.
And just to wish you happy birthday, because it's your birthday in a couple of days. All the good ones are born in January, because it's mine on the 27th. So you can return a favour if you like.
No, I definitely will do. I know, I'm looking forward to it. I think this is like the second birthday I've been in camp at a test series in January. So come on the 17th. It's just before the test series. So that's exciting. That's good. And I would like to celebrate my birthday around the people I love and doing the things I love. So I couldn't be in a better place.
Excellent. Well, to end, Gladiators this weekend, 10 to 6 on BBC One. And in the meantime, Sonia, best of luck with that series coming up with the rest of the squad as well.
Yes, perfect. Thank you. Thank you. We're looking forward to it.
The toughest game show on earth is back.
Welcome to Gladiators,
where everyday people take on our superhuman gladiators.
No points. Oh, I thought you were done.
In new events and classics, who is up to the challenge?
What on earth is the eliminator?
Are you
ready?
Brand new Gladiators.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.